Nityanandasya Ganandana Sadakaya Shaksarun Vinitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Thistaya Bhutale Sri Late Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Svacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Anarayanam Narasvatya Anaram Chayla Narasvam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Vidirajat Vaka Karoti Vachalam Pangulangarite Gari Yat Kitha Chabang Mande Sri Guru Dinatarnam Paramanan Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishram Hayom Tatsat. So, Vyasi Thurjan reading the verse in the translation. Purport.
Reading from the fifth canto, chapter 14, entitled The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 27. Haribo. Haribo. Which is a prose verse, so I'll just read the Sanskrit and move on to the translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hi.
Advanyanusmin ima upasargas tatasuka dhuka raga dvesha Baya bhimana pramadun mada shoka moha lobha matsaryeshvayava manakshut vipashadhi vyadi janma jaramarana dayaha. Translation. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned soul has to accept all these conditions simply to enjoy sense gratification in this world. Although people declare themselves great scientists, economists, philosophers, politicians, and sociologists, they are actually nothing but rascals. Therefore, they have been described as mudhas and naradamas in Bhagavad Gita 7:15. Namam duskritina mudha prabhajyante naradama mayaya prithagyana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Due to their foolishness, all these materialists are described in Bhagavad Gita as naradamas. They have attained the human form in order to get released from material bondage. But instead of doing so, they become further embarrassed amid the miserable material conditions. Therefore, they are naradamas, the lowest of men. One may ask whether scientists, philosophers, economists, and mathematicians are also naradamas, the lowest of men. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead replies that they are because they have no actual knowledge. They are simply proud of their false prestige and position. Actually, they do not know how to get relief from the material condition and renovate their spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Consequently, they waste time and energy in the search for so-called happiness. These are the qualifications of the demons. In Bhagavad Gita, it says that when one has all these demoniac qualities, he becomes a mudha. Due to this, he envies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, birth after birth, he is born into a demoniac family, and he transmigrates from one demoniac body to another. Thus, he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a naradama in an abominable condition, life after life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. I need a verse again.
The verse again, text number 27. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, birth, disease, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery.
Hari Om Tat Sat. So, there are many people who think that these politicians, philosophers, or the different categories, scientists, that they're not so bad. They're quite okay, because they're, but Prabhupada said, bottom line, do they know how to get out of the material world? If they don't know that, then in spite of rising very high in their fields, they are still conditioned souls, and they're no better off than anyone else. So it's important that if somebody like the previous kings of the of this world in the, during the Vedic time, they were Krishna conscious. They knew how to, they and their citizens would get out of the world. Like in the Padma Purana, also in the Bhagavad, it describes about Yati Maharaj. In the Padma Purana, it says how he was convinced by one Vaishnava to preach the chanting of the holy names amongst his subjects. Now, he didn't make it obligatory, but he himself did it, and he had it preached. So most of the citizens, if not all of them, they began to chant. So because it was like in the previous age, the chanting was so powerful that nobody died. Nobody got old. They all stayed young. So like that, three generations were all living together. Grandfather, son, and grandson. And all were young and healthy. And then Indra went on a tour of the universe. So he saw in hellish planets, all the Yamadutas were sitting around, nothing to do. They said, "What kind of king are you? We got nothing to do. We're just wasting our time here. Because nobody's committing any sinful activity. Nobody dies. Nobody comes here. You're useless, Indra." So they got his ego going. So he thought, okay, I have to take care of this Yayati. So he called Gilthith. Gilthith, tell me how to get Yayati to... You go and you get him to fall down. So Gilthith went, but he came back. He said, he loves his wife. He knows about self-realization. It's not easy. He's not like some yogis meditating alone. He's happily married, and he's really well protected, not only by his wife, but by his Krishna consciousness. So I don't think I can make him fall down. "What, you rascal! You must make him fall down! You must!" This is interesting. "I'm the king of the angels, king of the devas. You must do it." "Okay, if you want to say it's not going to be easy." Then I got to get involved in Vaishnava Atharad and Krishna Atharad. That's the only thing that will lower his protection. "Whatever it takes, I don't care. There's a question of my honor." And in the verse it said, this honor can cause difficulties. Why Indra should be disturbed? He can engage all those Yamadutas and knitting sweaters or something. He can engage them in doing something, but instead he got his ego inflated, and he devoted the whole heavenly planet. "We gotta make this Yati fall down." So We generally see the demons and the materialists, but sometimes even the devas are against the devotees because the devotee becomes so powerful. I told one story last night about the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how one bhakti yogi in the satyu he was maintaining, and Indra thought that he wanted to take over his position, so he sent some apsaras. But in the end, Indra, I want to go back to Krishna Loka. I want to love Krishna. So the apsaras who had failed in their mission, they had been cursed to become the trees. Indra hadn't told them that there was a downside to this trying to make pure devotees fall down. So then he said, okay, they pleaded, please, think of us. We were sent, we didn't know. We heard you wanted to take over Indra's position. Indra, never. Anyway, so later he said, okay, you'll be delivered by some Brahmana who will come and sit under your trees, under your branches, and by the side of the Ganges, and read the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. When he touches both your trees, you'll be liberated. Like this, eventually they got liberated from the curse. And they wanted to, this time they didn't go back to the heavenly planets, forget it. Indra misled them. So they went to the house of the Brahmana and they studied fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, like that. Now, Kilted was forced to take a position against Yati Maharaj. So what he did is he said, well, I need a whole crew of devas and apsaras who make a drama truth. So, he was performing pure Krishna conscious dramas. So, eventually, this drama truth became very famous. And Yati Maharaj sent his spiritual guides to go and see it. So they said, it was okay, it was good. So then Yati started to see the dramas. So after a while, his guard was let down. He had confidence this was a bona fide drama troupe. Then, Kilted, he said, okay, plan A, here's our chance. He believes it took us years to get this position. Now, I want you to commit a Krishna Avtarad. And when you do that, he'll be shocked. And with that second, seconds only you have, that opens a window. Because of Krishna Avtarad, he'll lose his protection. I'll hit it with an arrow. Chunk! One of the Avtaras has to drop their clothes. Quick! And a lusty thought will come in his mind because he won't have protection. Okay, you got it. Exactly. One, two, three, boom! We only got a few seconds and he'll betray to Krishna. Please, I don't want this Avtarad. I don't believe in these things. We got only a few seconds. Here's our chance. Now, I was amazed. Wow. The devas do such a stoop so low. You know, it was like a really amazing kind of a thing to read. It's in the Padma Purana that the devas get this pure devotee, Yati Maharaj, to fall down. They went to such an extent. So, even then, all they could do, one thought came to his mind, he aged like 10 years, one shot. Then he, Krishna, forgive me, I don't want this. And boom, he was protected again. So, meanwhile, the drowned troop had to, second thing was, they had to get out of there real fast because they were going to be killed for what they did. So, one, two, three, four was escape. Where'd he go? Fell in debt. And the end of the, that's all he could do. It took years together. I want him to fall down. So like, it goes on, the story. But, we have to be very determined to engage in Christian service. Now, what all the things that were read, people take these for granted. But they're not in the spiritual world. They are in the material world. And people suffer this because they want to enjoy the senses, because they don't know the science of self-realization. So therefore, we should, our duty is one, to understand what is the purpose of life, what is self-realization, and to impart that to others. Now through the internet, all kinds of horrible stuff is being transmitted. At least we have some sites where the DVDs can be seen. By the way, I was looking at LALive.us. Sometimes you can't see the DVDs because of the way the lights are. But anyway, that's...
We're changing.
I show you. But this is, Prabhupada said, we can use the modern technology for studying Krishna consciousness. So he used the airplane. He had traveled around the world how many times? 14 times. And he spread Krishna consciousness. As we used at that time, we didn't have much video. We had, at the very end of the video, but we had a high eight. So a few devotees took some films of Prabhupada, which has been reproduced here by ITV. So, but whatever technology was available, Prabhupada wanted to use it. But at the same time, he taught us we should be careful not to listen blindly to whatever the newspapers say. He would question, did he really go to the moon? It's kind of interesting because when Bush was the president, he said, in 10, 20 years, we're going to go to the moon again. So if they already went, why take them 10, 20 years? You wonder, they already went there, so what's the big deal? Did they go? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also, his appearance day was on Wednesday. So one of his upakans, one of his examples, was the Das Chakra Bhagavad boot that the conspiracy of ten turned Bhagavan into a ghost. Das Chakra Bhagavad boot. You heard that story? You haven't? Do you want to hear it? You sure? So, there was a king. His name was Narasingha Maharaj. Seems a popular name amongst kings. And he had all his ministers there. But he had one Brahmin advisor. Who was his close friend? He was known as Bhagavan Das. So, every day, Bhagavan Das would come and advise the king. So as a result, none of the ministers could cheat the king, because Bhagavan was always there to tell him what was really happening. So, the all ministers got together and said, if we want to make some money, we have to cheat the king. As long as this Bhagavan is there, we can't do it. So they made a plan. Da da da. You ready, Lord? Okay. You asked for it. Next day, Bhagavan came to the palace and he wasn't allowed in. The guard said, the ministers will give us the order. You can't come. He went to all the different gates. Every guard was informed the same thing. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to come. He said, why not? I'm a friend of the king. I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to come. So the king said, what happened to Bhagavan? Adas. And they said, oh, he got sick. He suddenly died. And sometimes it does happen. But he was healthy. He was, we know he was healthy, but he died. He called the royal physicians, please check what happened to my friend, Bhagavan. So they said, yes, sir. The minister called, listen, we're going to kill you, or we'll give you 5,000 gold coins. You've got to tell the king, Bhagavan died of a sudden heart attack. So they came back. Okay, we didn't have much choice. It was accept gold or die. So I don't know if they needed a lot of convincing, but they took the 5,000 gold coins anyway. And they told the king of Bhagavan that he died of a heart failure. So Bhagavan was never allowed to enter. So finally, of course, Bhagavan Das knew all the movements of the king. So he looked, once a year he came out to meet the citizens in his capital. So he would walk and he'd shake everyone's hand, and you know, like leaders and politicians do sometimes. So, but the ministers were ready. They had the guards. You watch out for Bhagavan Das. Don't let him approach the king. So the guards, they blocked Bhagavan Das. Finally, Bhagavan Das, he knew the king walked this way. He climbed up into a tree. And there he, Maharaj! Maharaj, it's me, your friend, Bhagavan Das! So they said, oh no, what to do? What to do? So they said, Maharaj, that's the ghost of Bhagavan. That's the ghost. You better go some other way. And then, although he saw him, because 10 ministers were telling him, it's the ghost. Oh yeah, it's the ghost. Oh my God, it's the ghost. Oh, the ghost. The ghost. So the king, he thought, with all the information he got, all the intelligence, everything, Bhagavan Das was dead. So who is this that must be the ghost? So Das Chakra Bhagavan Root, by the conspiracy of 10, they turned Bhagavan Das into a ghost. So this story he used, that don't listen to the newspapers. Because, you know, it's just like before the attack on the Iraq, they said they had dangerous weapons of destruction, and it was a great threat to America. You know, we were all waiting. Well, when are they going to discover? But they never discovered any great weapons of destruction. It turned out that it was an exaggeration. But all the new tathas they participated in, I somehow pushed Saddam Hussein. He had overthrown. But anyway, it shows how the new tathas are so powerful. They pretend something. Later on, of course, they revealed that there's no such thing. But at first, they were all party to the propaganda, either purposely or because they were sucked into it, or fooled. So somehow, we get so much information from different sites, we can start to believe even Bhagavan is a ghost, even someone we know very well. We may think that, oh, he's actually dead, when he's not dead. So we have to, like the Prabhupada was very careful, that we should not just blindly accept anything we read. We should be a little bit pessimistic to material things, optimistic to spiritual things. It's the opposite of the materialist. They are optimistic towards the material things and pessimistic towards the spiritual things. So, I think, what's the use of all this spiritual life? I'm healthy. I can enjoy. So, let me enjoy now, and I'll think about spiritual life later. So, this kind of mentality where they put off a spiritual life, this is termed by Srila Prabhupada as they're rascals. Not rascals in the sense that they are given a human life to solve the real problems. They don't solve that problem, they solve some other problem. But if they don't know what is the purpose of life, they may be a big scientist in this life. The next life, they can become a vulture. Fly high, look down for dead bodies. They can become anything. So they don't know the science of self-realization. So what do you want to do? All these people, like some of Lord Chaitanya's followers, they approached this one Muslim leader. They said, "Sir, you're very intelligent, you're very good-looking, you're handsome, you're all the traits you show, but please, we have an humble request. You don't mind if I ask you?" "No, please." After getting so much praise, he was ready to hear. "Please forget all this from you, because it's all superficial. Chant Hare Krishna. Understand what is the purpose of life." So then, of course, someone said, "Well, I can't chant Hare Krishna now, but I'll chant later." "Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." "You just said Hare Krishna. You just start chanting. Don't stop." So, like that, we are trying to get people to chant. Our doctor, Chuchananda, he has given everyone a simple names, but so that they're called at the rehab center. Our Krishna Das, Ram Das, Nitai Das, is our Ishwar Puri Maharaj Das. That's too much. They can't. So he's Gauranga Das. I'm just Jaya. But over, I said you're getting in trouble eventually because you know our names. But somehow or another, he getting the people to chant Hare Krishna. So that one person who was he was working in a gas station when he was in high school, down the block. He said he knew about the Hare Krishnas, But someone told him that all the Hare Krishnas had disappeared. They all became Scientologists. They said, when I saw you, I realized it wasn't true. So he looked up on the internet and he found my name and he found a few videos he was watching. So he had a burger from the restaurant and he's quite favorable now. He came up and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, of course, we like people, we appreciate people, some people are known of goodness, and some are trash and some are ignorance. So in that sense, you can say, okay, the people are known of goodness. They're not like such rascals. You know, the reason we use, like Prabhupada might use such a harsh word, is because they don't understand what is self-realization. So Prabhupada, he didn't like condemn people. Just for condemning them, he took, I want to help these people. You see, like a materialist, they call, oh, you're a rascal, you're a fool, or, then they think, I'm